morning. This is 88.9 Win FM, your station, your voice. I'm Charlie Chitanidas presenting Hare Krishna Morning Program. Studio clock is a couple of minutes past 8 o'clock. As per Western calendar and Vaishnava calendar, today is 17th June 2006, Saturday, Shashti Tithi, Vishnu Paksha, Vishakumbha Yoga, and Satavisha Nakshatra. Let us begin this morning with Krishna consciousness. To achieve Krishna in this life, Lord Krishna given a few suggestions in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna explains to Arjuna the superiority of personal devotional worship as opposed to the worship of his impersonal form. He states that his dearest devotees are the bhaktas who worship and serve his personal form. However, for the impersonalists, the Mayavadis and the meditators, progress is slow and very difficult. Chapter 12, text number 2, is saying, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Mai Abhyasya Manoya Mam Nitya Yukta Upasate Sriddhaya Parayo Petas Tene Yukta Tama Mataha. Translation: the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, those who fix their minds on my personal form and are always engaged in worshipping me with great and transcendental faith are considered by me to be most perfect. And following verses he explains also, for those whose mind are attached to the unmanifested impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. To make progress in that discipline is always difficult for those who are embodied. Friends, to become a perfect devotee, let us remove all our hesitation about Lord Krishna and have full faith on his holy name and prepare to chant the holy name along with devotees. Allow me to begin this morning with Mahamantra led by His Holiness Sivaram Swami in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. You are listening Hare Krishna morning program. Dear friends, this radio program designed to help us go back to Godhead. We born in darkness of Maya, but before we depart from this place, we must know where we all go. Krishna Consciousness Movement designed to help all living entities the truth of current age and distributing free knowledge about how to return to our original abode. May the Supreme Personality Godhead Sri Krishna bestow His causeless mercy upon all living entities who are suffering and inquiring about absolute truth. Let us begin today's journey to the path of absolute truth. This morning, we will hear from Radha Gopinath Prabhu about practical guidance or application of Bhagavad Gita. Seminar recorded at Mumbai, India. After lecture, we'll hear devotional songs, and as per the schedule, we have started a Gita Amrita drama. Last week it was chapter 1. This week we'll start the second chapter. So hope you will enjoy this program, which is an essence of understanding what Krishna consciousness is.
What is the perfection of life? Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram yah prayati samadbhavam yatinasyatra samshaya. He says, antakale, at the time of death, who is a successful person? Mam eva smaran. One who gives up his body, kalevaram. Kalevaram means his body. One who gives up his body thinking about me. Yah prayati, one who lives his body like that, sa madbhavam yati, he achieves my abode, my nature, eternal nature. Na asti atra samshaya, there is no doubt about this. And for this, one should live a life of remembrance of Krishna always. It's not that I will enjoy myself and just before dying I will just chant Hare Krishna. It's just like a child saying, throughout my year of my academic education, I won't open any book. And just an hour before exam, I'll open my book for the first time. Obviously, it will not fall. Even if it's an open book exam, you won't know where to copy from, because he has never opened. So without having practiced when we are young and able-bodied, it's impossible to practice in old age when already there are so many anxieties arising from body, etc., mind, etc. So therefore, the direct process, especially in Kali Yuga, where lifespan is very short, one should take the direct process, take the elevator back home, back to Godhead, as Prabhupada would call it. So, the question is, some of us are quite late in that sense. Some are in 20s, some maybe few teenagers I see. Otherwise, most of them are 20s, 30s, 40s and some probably 60s. Better late than never. The only option we have is take the elevator. So today, what we will be discussing is how to practice true spirituality, life based on the soul, on a day-to-day basis, irrespective of what our previous qualification has been, irrespective of where we are situated, whatever kind of occupation we are situated, without changing any situation, is it possible to continue spirituality? That's the glory of this process of Bhakti Yoga, as we were discussing yesterday. No other material qualification is required other than the fact of sincerity and a strong desire to practice. So today we will be discussing about practical application of Bhagavad Gita in our day-to-day life. Hopefully, as you walk out of this hall today, at least you should not have some basic doubts about where do I go from here. Not in physical term. You know where you will go. But in terms of how do I begin my spiritual life, I want to become more focused, and every act, word, thought of mine should be more purposeful to achieve towards, go towards the end. So that will be the discussion today, especially the second half. So today's discussion is quite important. Try to be as attentive as possible. I hope you have had a nice rest. You are all looking fresh. Otherwise, every day it was a hectic day for you. I can understand. End of the day you come here. That's why I think this is Krishna's arrangement that we had it on a Sunday. He postponed it. So, in Bhagavad Gita, next, Krishna says, Jnanam Vijnana Sahitam Yajyatva Mokshate Ashubhat. Arjun, Idam Tude Guhyatamam Pravakshami. I am going to tell you a very confidential knowledge because you are not envious of me. Those who are atheists are envious of God. Those who are non-envious, who want to glorify, who want to surrender to God, that is the first qualification to understand this knowledge. And Krishna says, Jnanam Vijnana Sahitam. What I am going to speak now is not simply theoretical knowledge, but its practical application also. And knowing which, yes, jyatva, mokshate ashubhat. You will be liberated from every inauspicious thing of birth, old age, disease, death, miseries caused by body and mind, other living entities, natural disturbances. So, Krishna is not giving some theoretical knowledge just to intellectually juggle the words and be satisfied. Practical day-to-day life, how to apply it, that knowledge will be discussed. Because mere theoretical knowledge without its practical application of vijnana, this word is different. Jnana means theoretical knowledge, and vijnana means its practical realization. How to act in such a way that this theoretical knowledge will become a deep realization in your heart. Deep conviction. You will live by that knowledge. That is realization. So, it is just like if you go to the best doctor, get the best medicine, and come home and put it in a cupboard and don't take it. It's all useless. You go to the railway station, buy the ticket, buy first class, get the reservation, but you miss the train. Then what is the point? So, 6 days, what we have heard in the past, are basically to convince us, at least theoretically and intellectually, that yes, it makes sense that we have to do yoga, we have to re-establish our relation. Today is the actual application. How do we actually apply in it our day-to-day lives? Next. Krishna spoke this Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. It's very interesting why Krishna chose, of all the people, he chose Arjuna. And secondly, why of all the places he chose a battlefield just before the war has begun. It's very interesting. Krishna doesn't do anything by chance. Why Krishna chose Arjuna? People have certain misconception about spirituality. They think spirituality means it's a retirement program. Let us live now. And at the end, anyway, there is nothing else to do, we'll do that. When the eyes can't see, when the ears can't hear, when the teeth are completely, you know, fallen off, there's nothing to enjoy. At that time, what else is...